This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. It's Thursday. Hello. Thanks for being here.
It's Thursday.
So far, this show is wicked fun. And this look at the trash is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Saturday Morning Special. We're on 6 days a week now. We've added the Saturday Morning Special from 6 to 10 a.m. Saturday mornings. It's the best of what happened on the show in the past week. So every Saturday morning, it's just like all the other mornings.
Nice.
It's still special because it's Saturday. And it's right in the name, Saturday Morning Special. Mm-hmm. But we'd love to have you. Please, won't you join us? Let's start with a game. It's time to play a game.
All right.
This hour's game is guess who's getting a divorce?
Oh man.
Guess
I
who's
hate it.
Untying the knot, Vin? Is it Jason Momoa and Lisa Bonet? Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively? Or Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson? Which of those couples is getting a divorce? Jason Momoa and Lisa Bonet? Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively? Or Tom Hanks and Rita Wilson?
You know,
let's hear your thoughts.
I follow a bunch of people that surf, big surprise, on Instagram, and yeah, they have been posting a lot about the new Aquaman movie that they're shooting in Hawaii. And these dudes who surf are doing different stunts in the movie.
Oh, okay.
And they're often posting pictures of them with Momoa as they make this movie. And I don't know if this is old and that they're just, you know, this is their claim to fame, and so they're showing pictures forever.
Yeah.
About that moment or not. I don't know if they're still there, but what I did see was I never saw him with her.
Oh.
At all.
Well, that's interesting.
So that would be the best guess I can make. I don't follow Tom Hanks, but I assume he's locked in with Rita.
They've been together a long time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, and then the other two,
Blake and Ryan.
They seem pretty locked. I mean, I'm just saying based on what I see. I know was like, I'm going to take time off from movies to be with my family and my kids. So I'm going to say Momoa.
It is Jason Momoa and Lisa Bonet.
Oh, it is. That's too bad.
It is too bad, actually. One of my favorite commercials ever in any Super Bowl was when he came home and took off his muscles.
Ah.
And then
very
he couldn't
good
get
one.
The thing. Oh, he can open the can. And she opens it for him with a look of disgust on her face. That was maybe the first sign. Jason Momoa and Lisa Bonet, they have called it quits. 16 years together. They started dating.
It's a good run.
It is, yeah. They only got married in 2017, but they started dating in 2005. They share two kids together. They have a 14-year-old named Lola and a 12-year-old named Nakoa Wolf.
They do?
I know. Very quietly, two kids. I mean, I sort of knew they had kids, but I didn't know that they were 14
how
and 12.
How old are they?
The kids, 14 and 12?
No.
Oh, I don't know how old the other ones, how old the people are. Jason, I would guess, is in his late 30s, and I would say she's in her mid-40s.
He's 42, she is 54.
Whoa! Wow!
Oh, my God.
Wow. So she had their second kid when she was 42.
Yes.
Dang,
wow.
Man. Wow.
All right.
Huh.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. That's unfortunate.
Well, she has another. She's got that daughter, Zoe Kravitz, who is...
Yeah, but
God,
Zoe's
she's gotta be
in her
pushing,
30s.
That's what I think, right? Well, if she isn't, she's at least in her late 20s. Like, she had that kid a long time ago, it feels like.
Yeah, she's 33.
Oh, yeah, that's what I would have guessed, too.
She's, you know, she's only 21 years younger.
One of those early Lenny Kravitz albums, he writes, actually, maybe one of the most beautiful lullabies of all times about Zoe.
Aww.
And that's an old album. A really old, you know,
sing
like
it to me.
Something Butterfly. I can't sing it to you. But it's on Mama Said. You know that album.
Sure.
There were like two albums. It was the one with the cat, Let Love Rule, which was excellent. And then the next one was Mama Said. It's on there, but it's all about Zoe. And so she's been around
really
a
sweet.
Minute.
Jason posted a joint statement yesterday from him and Lisa. It says, "We've all felt the squeeze and changes of these transformational times. A revolution's unfolding, and our family is no exception. And so we share our family news. We are parting ways in marriage. We share this so as we go about our lives, we may do so with dignity and honesty. The love between us carries on, evolving in ways it wishes to be known and lived. We free each other to be who we are, learning to become. Our devotion unwavering to this sacred life and to our children, teaching our children what's possible." Or just our children. "Living the prayer, may love prevail." The written message was followed by a series of photos that included a crescent moon and what could be his kid holding a small bird. I don't know. Bunch of
divorce
imagery
seems
of freedom.
Different for people with money.
It does. It really seems like it's
that's where we get the conscious uncoupling. Like these things where people are so above it all. Because no one's going to miss a meal or needs to fight over who's going to get the best house.
Why would
the
we fight over
that
this?
We own.
Right.
Good for them.
Why would... Well, look, we'll split them evenly and we'll sell the fifth one. You pick first. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that one. Okay, good I'll take them. This house over here. Okay, you pick now. All right, great. That's the one we're selling. The one that didn't get picked. Anyway, sorry to say that Jason Momoa and Lisa Bonet are divorcing.
A normal person's press release would read something like, "Not one more minute. Not one. Not another minute. I'm out of here. Bye."
Yep. See you later. Future divorcees, Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly.
Oh, come on.
You know I'm trying. You know I'm right. I mean, come on. Nobody love burns this
Did
hot.
They shotgun or what? What are you saying?
They got engaged. And then they drank each other's blood. So
no,
it really had really had everything that you want. There's video of him, so clearly she knew it was happening. He gets down on one knee.
Well, she seems surprised, doesn't she? She's
and like, then she decides she'll join him on her knees and they look at each other in the eye and think, "Oh, I can't wait to drink your blood."
Oh, it's adorable.
It is.
What is he wearing?
It looks like a referee costume. Outfit, I guess.
Yeah, he's a Beetlejuice.
Yeah, he's well-dressed. Megan shared a video of him proposing to her under the same banyan tree where they sat together and asked for magic back in 2020.
Okay.
She says, "Somehow a year and a half later, having walked through hell together and having laughed more than I ever imagined possible, he asked me to marry him. And just as in every lifetime before this one, and as in every lifetime that will follow it, I said yes. And then we drank each other's blood."
Shut up. Shut up.
Okay.
They don't show them drinking the blood, so I don't know if I believe her. She could just be being dramatic. Here's the ring. He designed it himself. It's one diamond and one, I guess, emerald, just giant green stone. They're sort of teardrop shaped.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's
I don't
the
like
right.
it.
It's okay.
It's pretty.
I mean, it's certainly an interesting ring. It has little tiny diamonds on the band. It's two bands, and then it's two teardrop-shaped jewels, and they're kind of offset from each other. As far as celebrity ring goes, he didn't spend that much. He designed it himself, apparently. She loves green, I guess. And it cost about $350,000.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, that's a lot of money, actually.
not by celebrity standards.
I understand. I
mean, Mariah would chuck that in the trash and go, "That is not good enough." But for them, it's perfect. And he designed it, so it's
try again.
Sweet. So yeah, try again. Nope, try again. Megan Fox and Machine Gun Kelly are engaged, and they drank each other's blood.
All right.
Simon Cowell is engaged to Lauren Silverman. they have actually had a relationship of sorts for 2 decades. She used to be married to his best friend. I don't know if you remember this.
Oh, this is the lady he stole.
Yeah.
Or mm-hmm. cheated on.
Yeah.
I forget how that went. Whatever.
He is 62. He proposed to his longtime love on Christmas Eve in Barbados, where they first met. She's 44. He's 62. They have a kid. They have a 7-year-old together. They went on a walk together, and he surprised her by getting down on one knee on the beach. It took place during a family vacation, and let's see. She's got an older son who's named Adam. He's 16. And then they have a son together named Eric. He's 7. And they were there with them on the beach, so it made it even more special.
I'm surprised he can get down on one knee, so this is good news.
Yes, at his age, he did.
He broke his back on one of those motorcycles you like to ride, Sarah.
On an e-bike, oh, yeah.
That's right, yeah. Yeah.
Well, he got the $10,000 really, or more. Isn't it like a $30,000? It's basically a motorcycle, what he got.
They have some cheap e-bikes now, and I know a lot of people use them. They're, in particular, my buddy says that yeah. in Southern California, they're so big, no one would even consider buying a regular bike.
Oh,
but
no,
they're
right.
in the $1,000 range. But
yes.
for the longest time, they all cost $10,000.
Yeah. I think when I got my first Specialized, it was like $6,000.
Yeah.
And then right. the second one was like $4,000.
Oh.
And then okay. the ones we got for our kids were, they were both around $2,000, I think, actually, now that I think of it. So then they're everywhere now. Like yeah. we were, you know, early adopters. But now, forget it. They're awesome. So back in 2004, they say is when their romance began. I don't know if you recall me saying she's got a 16-year-old kid, but he would have been born after that. She was married to Simon Cowell's close friend, a real estate mogul by the name of Andrew Silverman, and they have a son, Adam. In 2013, multiple sources confirmed to People that she was expecting her first child with Cowell, and that is when the Silvermans filed for divorce.
Yeah.
Almost 10 years of him surreptitiously getting with her. And since then they've been inseparable. Mostly they're very quiet about it. I don't hear much about them as a couple. And he said from the moment he saw the ultrasound, he was like, that's it. I'm besotted. Now I just cannot imagine my life without him. He's the most amazing thing that ever happened to me.
Oh, he didn't say her him. Though, did he? Huh.
He didn't, but he's marrying her. So that's
okay,
good.
And well,
and he
yeah,
said, I mean, Lauren, you know. you've been my rock for the past few years. Put up with everything I put up with. Put up with everything I put up with.
I never like that that statement people make about each other. Well, you put up with my crap. It makes it seem like you know that they. I don't know.
I'm just, person A. You're the person who puts up with the crap.
Yeah,
it
just doesn't.
A.
It's not a compliment, and it's not a nice way to characterize your relationship, in my opinion.
Yeah. There. Yeah. So there's a picture that she. What has he got? Like 20 years on her. So congratulations to both of them. It's wonderful. This is just a weird story. It's kind of out of left field. And I don't, and Bryn, I don't know how much of this you ended up watching, but Jeffrey Ross.
Yeah, I watched a good 5 minutes of it.
Jeffrey's like the roast master guy.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
he's been on our show and he's a touring comedian. And so it makes sense that he and Bob Saget were friends. And I don't know what John Mayer's relationship is to Bob Saget. Apparently they were friends too. And apparently Jeffrey Ross and John Mayer are friends because they went and got the keys to Bob Saget's car and picked it up at LAX where he'd left it when he got on the flight to Florida.
So they're helping out his wife.
They're helping out. So they're in the car. Jeffrey Ross is driving and John Mayer's in the passenger seat. And they did about half hour live mm-hmm. Instagram just reminiscing about
minutes.
It's long. We're gonna put a link to that on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page because obviously we're not gonna play the whole thing here, but it was just an unexpected thing to see where they are in his car. Oh yeah, sure, I'd love
John
to
Mayer mostly talking about Bob.
I've just never known a human being who could give that much love individually and completely to that many people in a way that made each person feel like he was a main character in their life. And they were a main character in his life.
Yeah.
Do you know how effusive you have to be in your love for everyone in your life, for each and every person he loved to be told by another he loved you so much. Bob's effusive and repeated expression of love is the greatest gift that he left people, because all we have is the pain of his going.
That's rough. You know,
that's what a beautiful thing to say, though. You know?
It is. And one of the things that I read on one of my Instagram sites, I don't know which one, but they said a couple people have passed recently, and you may have noticed that all anyone could say about them is that they were the sweetest people anyone's ever been around. And it was
Betty White.
Yes. Huh. And Bob Saget. So yeah. It's just interesting that all you hear from anyone is how much love was there about both of them. And that's neat. That's a good thing.
Well, isn't that, in the end, the best you can hope for? Like, people can list their accomplishments.
We all hit traffic. We all had something go wrong one day.
Sure,
of
course.
I mean, to never have ever, you know, it's impressive. It is impressive what John Maris just said, which is to be vocal and
capable,
physical enough with every person you meet that they know that they're loved by you. It's an impressive feat.
It is. And that's, I guess that's what I would want when I go. I say to my kids, and they hate it too, because, you know, I probably shouldn't talk about death as much as I do around them, but I'm always like, if we're in a fight or if something's going, I always want to end with, I need to be square with you, because if I die in my sleep tonight, need you to know that I love you.
Ma, knock it off with the death stuff.
I know.
You're just walking down the hall to the bed.
Yes, but I could trip and hit my head. Remember, I have a DNR order. Thank you. All right. So anyway, there's that.
What's a DNR order?
Do not resuscitate.
Oh,
my God.
Let her go.
Wow.
Just let her go. Let it go.
I got handed one of those from my mom a million years ago.
A DNR? Or just a healthcare directive?
Specifically her wishes. And she was like, I think you're the only one that'll get this done, so I'm leaving it with you.
Oh.
And I was like, all right, I get. And so I have to, each year when I redo my files, which is right around the corner, maybe this weekend, I have to move that into 2022's files and make sure I'm current with my mom's latest wishes.
Do you check with her too? Hey, your wishes all the same?
I haven't recently, but I believe very strongly she's repeated it enough times that I know what I'm supposed to do.
I feel like I should update mine. I want everyone to have a lobster at my funeral.
Oh.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah, I guess that would be
tequila shots, lobsters.
Tequila shots and lobster.
Vinny, you don't have to do the shots.
Sounds
not
like
fun
a party.
For the lobster, though, but all right.
Be fun. Maybe I'll do lobster rolls. It'd be easier. People would get so dirty in their nice funeral clothes. Anyway.
Let's just do that this Saturday. How's that?
Oh, yeah. Okay, let's just do it this weekend.
Let's not talk about funerals anymore.
These are TikTok stars who made more money than lots of America's top CEOs. Like, it pays to be big on TikTok.
Yeah, it does.
There's Charlie and Dixie D'Amelio.
Oh, yeah, they're huge.
They are huge. They started posting. So Charlie is, I think she's the younger sister of the two. I'm not sure, though. So Charli D'Amelio started posting videos of herself dancing on TikTok in 2019. Last year, she made $17.5 million.
I don't believe that. No way.
According to Forbes, she raked in $17.5 million just last year. Which
Charli did.
Charli D'Amelio, which ranks her among the highest earning TikTok stars. Not the highest, but among the highest TikTok stars
this
of 2021.
This is just advertising on her page that jumps in. She opts in for advertising, and then they are able to monetize her page into the millions.
Can you hear something, Nikki?
You don't hear me?
Put him down.
I got you. I got you, Vinny.
Okay.
That must be ours.
It's us, I guess.
Yes. Can you hear me, Sarah?
Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Oh, no.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.